After some 3 years of lengthy negotiations, an important EU directive liberalizing Europe's vast services sector has finally been approved by the European Parliament. It aims to boost competition by making it easier for a plumber or an architect, for example, to set up shop in another EU state. In the Czech Republic, the self-employed have met the directive with mixed feelings. They welcome the fact that they will no longer have to be based or registered in the country they want to operate in. But the downside is that they will have to respect the laws and regulations of that country and not of their country of origin. Dita Asiedu spoke to economist and EU regulation specialist Peter Zahradnik and asked him about the directive's advantages and disadvantages for the Czech entrepreneur.
I very much appreciate the necessity to eliminate some of barriers, like to be registered in a hosted country or to have forbidden to build there some storage or some supplementary space for service activities. On the other hand, I think what's not so positive is the fact that the directive on services, let's say, fragments the segment of services into different, I would say, fields or into different areas. And Czech providers, for example, in case of some safety services or security services or services regarding advisory or intermediation, those activities are not the subject of the approved directives.
Now, a very strong pessimist would say that the Western European countries have won and the Central and Eastern European countries have lost.
I think that it's maybe correct observation. On the other hand, within this game, I think that the Eastern European countries or the newcomers made a step converging to the environment in Western countries. And it may be understandable that a kind of fortress in Western countries is trying to be safe, and their attitude to liberalization is not so, I would say, dynamic.
Now, the Trade and Industry Ministry estimates the directive to result in the country's GDP to increase by up to 40 billion crowns a year, which is 1.7 billion US dollars. It also expects some 19,000 new jobs to be created within 3 years. Is this realistic? And could you explain to us why that would be the case?
Within the directive, there is one paragraph or part talking about freedom to provide services in the European Union countries, in hosted countries. But the rules are to be defined by the hosted countries themselves. It's a big uncertainty, and so I'm not quite sure if right now it's possible to have such optimistic or such exact estimates regarding the impact of the EU directive.